You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Don't be late, matey. Well, what'd you learn? Like everybody else, they all gotta do something different. I'm making great headway. The coolest thing about it is it's very easy to make your own programming cable, and those jumpers that one mobile went to the other, I'm going to make those into programming cables, and all I have to do is put USB leads on them. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then the software is specific to the firmware versions that's put in the ones. I haven't powered up the repeater yet, but I have powered up one of the mobiles, and version 5, and up to version 9, so I'm working on that, and I ordered some jumper leads, so I'm going to make you a cable and myself a cable.
Hey, there you go. Hey, can you try backing way off your mic? I'm getting a lot of distortion on you over on Hoyt. And I hear a little bit of it here, but I think it's being filtered. I want to see if that's all it is.
Good. I'm a little hot, so let me turn that down real quick.
Okay, yeah. It's coming across really bad on Hoyt.
Okay, how's that?
Can I hear it a little bit?
Repeat what I said. So basically the CPS software has to match with these guys. The CPS software has to match the firmware. So if you go and put in firmware, let's say 6, okay, you can only use CPS version 6. It's very specific as far as what goes to what. So that's what I'm working on right now, and I ordered some cables. So you'll have a programming cable, and I'll have a programming cable, because that jumper that went from mobile 1 to mobile 2, I'm going to make those into programming cables.
Oh, okay. Do those work on the repeater as well?
Repeater up yet, but once I figure out what software is in there, and the software is scattered all over. You know, you find version 3 here, version 2 here, version 9 there, version 7 here. So the mobiles have got version 5 in them. So I'm working on trying to find 5.
Gotcha. On another note, anybody listening have a Cisco that they can connect up to the network? Check something for me.
From 170 to 120, if I'm still hot, let me know.
I'm getting a lot of distortion over Hoyp on you. Want to see if somebody else is hearing it besides me. Okay, I think Dave checked in. Could you go ahead and recite the Gettysburg Address?
Oh, Wally misplaced his bottle of Roundup. Oh, there it is. Okay, how's that?
Dave, were you listening on the Hoyt phone? Okay, I guess it could have been coincidental that he hooked up right when I asked if somebody could hook up. So maybe he's not listening. You can turn it down more, Wally.
I can connect it with the parrot again and see what it says, but I dropped it 50 points. I'm going to have to buy a better All-Star box. And the little TB Chinese one isn't cutting it for what I'm trying to do.
You can drop it down for your
brain fart. How do you key up on Hams over IP? I forgot.
Well, you can turn it on more. You're still clipping.
I'm going to have to get off my cheap butt and buy a better box. Just a second.
Give me an SW.
Test 1, 2, 3. There you go. I'm on my phone. How's it sound?
Sounds fine.
Yeah, I didn't have enough caffeine. I forgot that it was Star 99.
Ah, okay. Were you hearing Wally real crunchy over the Hoyt phone?
I heard you guys on the repeater. And I heard he was clipping over there, so then when you asked if anybody else was around, I dialed in. It just took me a while to remember Star 99.
Yeah, the repeater was masking it somewhat, but it was just atrocious over on node 1020.
Yeah, he was bad over on the repeater, too.
Oh, maybe I'm not making it. Give it us over here. Yeah, it was. I could hear it on the repeater as well, but I was just shocked at how much worse it was over the radioless node.
Yeah, I found that Elinco mic is very sensitive. You can turn the gain down on your All-Star node, like, really low, and it's still...
I don't know what it's heat up, but I'm not connected anymore.
Yeah, interesting. Looks like all the connections dropped from Hoyt. You and me both. Alright. I have to hook back up. Weird.
I'm sorry, the parrot says I'm low. Does this make any difference?
That sounds a lot closer, if not perfect.
Rebooted the asterisk, and now it says I'm low, but that's fine. We really don't care about what the parrot says. It's good for getting close, but it's not good for perfect.
Yep. Well, I wouldn't say nothing to you, and I certainly wouldn't accuse you of being low.
That's WR. Is this better?
You're talking to me? The rest of here.
Yeah, I think he was. Sounds good on you and me. Can't say that.
Alright. Yeah, Jeff, I think he was asking if he sounded better to you.
I'd have to hear it again, I thought so, maybe.
Yeah, what I'm doing, I'm out here using this cancer-causing agent called Roundup and spraying the patio.
That's much gooder. Much, much gooder.
I have to buy a better box if I got it turned down all the way. So I got that cheapy blue box, that Chinese blue box that I'm using as an interface. But I think I'm just going to break down and buy a good adjustable one from the AllScan guy.
Dave, what did you say about the Alinco mic?
It's just really sensitive, and when I asked the guy about it, he said to just put a 10K ohm resistor in line, and then that should help. But I don't know if you want to go that route.
I read that too.
And yeah, his newer boxes have a variable resistor, so just for that purpose.
That's kind of what I thought. I mean, I was kind of like reading between the lines of what he was saying. You must have a better relationship than what I do. I just, send him texts every now and then, for short messages. But I'm just going to order the good one. Which one did you get, Dave?
Oh, I've got the same one that you got, that blue box. So I know exactly why it sounds hot. It's because it needs you need some kind of resistance in it. It's just not. And I thought he tested with that mic. So I was kind of a little annoyed by that. But it is what it is. And he does not let you trade in. He's like, oh, I couldn't give you a new car if you wanted to. I can't. Stuff like that. So I went back and forth with him with that, but. My latest purchase is I got those boxes that you plug into your All-Star node, and it's got like tape connectors on it, and then you can just put whatever HT you want as your node HT. It's kind of cool. So that's my latest thing. So I don't know what he's got for Pure Radio List now.
Yeah, well, I'm using my repeater. My regular base station, and I told Sean what I did. I took the push to talk and jumpered it with the channel select, but I have to put a diode between it, and Paul jumped on me for not doing that too. So I think I got two radio experts that told me I messed up, but it's working for right now, so I got to order a couple diodes to separate it. I was going to buy the really, really good one, because that one will do GPIO stuff. And you could tell it what to do via different PL tones, but I go, okay, this is just a node, and I'm just worried about covering my little subdivision. Sean?
Yeah, and I was more freaked out by just how bad it sounded over on Hoyt. I've been testing here this morning the radio list connections and messages when you connect up wrong and stuff, and tweaking things, and so I had a bunch of connections all made, and I could hear you were over modulated on the repeater and elsewhere, but boy, on Hoyt it was like Donald Duck, man. It was so bad, and it was almost like you were off frequency. Well, you were outside the skirts, that's for sure. So it's very similar to being off frequency, but I was just kind of focused on just how pronounced it was over there.
Anybody else is listening, and anybody else gets into wanting to get one of those nice little boxes, make sure you get the one with the adjustable resistor. Sounds like Dave's got it. Dave, are you using a microphone or are you using an HT?
I'm using that DM32 as the only radio I had available. I'm going in through UMP.
Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, no, I got nothing else. I'm just back to my ignorant guy coding.
Well, I'm going to be in the hood all day. I'm going to have this on all day. Sean, if it messes up, call me. I'll get in front of a computer and I'll order the better box. So maybe I'll do a little post on it on your FBI. So if anybody else wants to get one, spend the extra $40 and get the good one.
Yeah, but it seems like you could pretty easily modify that one, so... I wouldn't discount that as an option.
But I don't want to put a solder joint there and then do a... I'll just get the box. Screw it. Somebody else wants to modify the box, I'll give it to them for, like, next to nothing.
I'm back. I switched radios.
Okie doke, well, you sounded okay, regardless. You sound best right now. But, you know, you were trying to avoid. And, no problems on your end, so I can tell. I did knock mine down a little. I noticed seemed like I was a little hot as well, so I knocked it down.
CB days, man. Turn that mic gain up.
We need more mods.
I need echo in my voice. I need to turn on all our radio. Then it'll be like CV.
And a Roger beep.
Put two antennas on my pickup truck.
Okay, Wally, now circling back. Now that the... Your mod is over. So you've been putzing with the two mobiles, if I understand correctly. You're going to make programming cables out of that interconnect cable.
Give you one, and then I'll have one, and that way, you know, the one that you're going to use, you can put and modify whatever you want in it. And I'm going to take it up to version 8 and stop there. All the reading on the special blogs and everything else, they're all saying don't go to 9, which is kind of like, you know, same thing with probably the Motorola stuff, you know, don't go over 209. So I'm going to set it at 8, and then that way you can program it whatever you want. And the software looks relatively simple.
All right, well, when you get a chance, shoot me the software and whatever you feel that to upgrade to. You know, just do the same to mine. Or just do whatever you got to do to both, and whichever one I grab will be the same. But, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on the software sooner rather than later so I can start exploring it a little bit.
Do 8, and then after that it's not. And then it's also going to say, do you want to load the USB driver? Just tell it yes, because it doesn't use that. Oh, Dave, if I say the wrong term, correct me. It says not to use the USB to TTL adapter, the FDI. It says just use a direct USB connection. So, and that's going to ask you if you want to load that, tell it yes.
Well, hot diggity.
So, made some progress. Took my mom to dinner last night and all that other fun stuff. So, and then I got the grandkids today. So, I won't get much done today, but I will get you that software. And it requires a serial number, but same. It's the same. That some of the stuff is very similar. So when it's the serial number that it's requiring, it's also in the file or in the directory.
Radio is this? You guys are playing with your mobiles?
Try it again. This guy's cutting his grass on a Sunday. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
Just curious what you guys are doing. Mobile, programming cable for your mobiles?
We, came into some equipment, and, Wally's got it all. So he's gonna bench it up and get it running. There was a repeater and a couple of control stations. I think we briefly talked about it with you, but I'll let Wally take it from there, because he's been deep diving into the whole thing. It's kind of his project.
We had to do some labor to clean out a building that's going to get torn down. And for that, we were able to acquire some equipment. Dated, but pretty good shape. And it's all Hetera equipment. And we got two Hetera analog repeaters, one Hetera DMR repeater, and two control stations, mobiles that were connected together, and they're all Hetera. And I have a fairly good promise about getting one in New Haven that we're going to try to connect to the Mesa, and well, we're not, because that then is going to be DMR. It's probably end up being standalone. So there might be a standalone DMR VHF in New Haven, you know, but it comes with a lot of strings. So, but nonetheless, that's what we're doing. And the Hetera stuff, it's like anything else. It's the same, but it's different.
Just one small correction. The mobiles are Hetera's, the really good repeaters Hetera. Two analog repeaters are Yaesu Vertex, or it's Yaesu's commercial line. It's called Vertex.
Didn't even look at those yet.
Sounds like fun. Standalone DMR repeater would be interesting. I think just people in our area would use it, though.
Well, and it's VHF as well, so there's that. That's going to be a first.
They're a buck and a half, but we're very, without costing a lot of money, we're very limited on what we can do.
Just need to take some donations from hams in the area if they want to have internet access, I guess. Somebody's got to pay for the hot spot or whatever, if that were to ever happen.
Yeah, because he said if we go up to the tower, it has to be a commercial company and one that he approves of.
Now, I will say this. There is a tower. If the tower wall you've got lined up falls, it would probably fall and hit the tower that I got. And I want to add that tower into the MI6 network and put something up there, UHF. And if that were to happen, then getting them a hop over to the MI6 network would be easy peasy. So there's thoughts on all that.
Yeah, because then we could just do it on RF.
I got to say, Paul was right when we were designing the MI6 network in Macomb. He wanted to include that tower, and don't know if I was instrumental, but I think I was not a big fan of that because that tower was kind of half abandoned. I wish we had pursued it and done it. But, oh well, live and learn.
Yeah, because that would sit in between Mount Clemens and Romeo, right?
Clemens and Richmond.
Well, more like Mount Clemens and Richmond. But it might be real good for, you know, like you and Greg and Wally, and there's a lot of people that that might service really well.
Purdell Sr., Purdell Jr.
Yeah, because Richmond's like on that corner area, right, of the county up north. New Haven's a little bit more in the county. But I think you wanted to be able to reach the St. Clair people, right?
Yeah, but Richmond's a better choice for that. Go ahead, Sean. Am I still modulating okay?
Yep, you're sounding good here.
What are you doing today, Dave? Hey, don't forget, not Sunday, two more Sundays, the breakfast gig.
Gotcha. Hopefully it doesn't interfere with field day. I'm not doing anything for field day, but I don't know if anybody else is that might interfere with field day. I don't even know when field day is, to be honest with you. I'm not doing much today. I'm tinkering with some projects. I have an idea for replacing All-Star, but I don't want to say anything about it until I know it's going to work. But I have an idea.
No, if I should wait a little bit before buying a new blue box.
No, I'm gonna make it. So just briefly, the idea that I have is I wanna first I have to prove that I can connect it to like All-Star hardware, like the CM108s or whatever. Once I've proven I can do that, that will jumpstart everything else I have. But I don't want to replace All-Star. My thing I want to solve is the stupid carrier grade NAT and being able to use it mobile without dropping connections. And All-Star authentication. So I'm trying to solve that problem. So there'll probably be a bridge to All-Star, and you'll have to use your own All-Star node as the bridge to it. I don't want to step on people's toes either. You know how that goes.
Yeah, because I don't like this thing set at the bottom edge of the software part. So if I can go ahead and, you know, get it to be in the 500 area and get it good, but I think I got this pretty close, and I studied the PLs and everything. And I make sure that there's no chance in the world of this. I think I told you this a couple times, and I'm kind of proud of it because it took me forever. There is no chance in the world of my node opening up any other frequency or repeater. And I want to make sure I keep that ability.
Yep. Yeah, no, like if you're thinking of purchasing blue boxes and all that stuff, I am not trying to change to different hardware or anything like that. If anything, it's going to use the same stuff, but it's just going to be a proof of concept. I'll probably just tinker with it a little bit, and then if it goes anywhere, then I'll get other people involved, but I know me, I start projects, and then, like, they don't go anywhere, and they just sit around for months, so... But, with the advent of coding with AI, it's opened a lot of opportunities. You know, things that I've wanted to play with, but I'm just too lazy.
Yeah, this AI thing is unbelievable. I did so much research on all this Hytera stuff via AI. And it's like, wow, saves so much less reading. It makes you lazy. We went for a walk last night, with the dog, Marion and I, and we were talking late, you know, seeing these guys that got all these light bulb pucks underneath their eaves, and they change them red, white, and blue for, you know, 4th of July, and orange and whatever for Halloween, everything else like that. And she was telling us she had AI designed that system. And I went and researched it last night. I mean, all you had to do is say, tell me about Gobi Lights. And, oh, man, I got like 10 pages worth of information.
Yeah, well, then you can tell it to summarize it for you. You know, I don't have to read the wall of text. But, yeah, I've pointed things at websites, you know, documentation for websites. I go, here's what I want to do. Here's the documentation. Try to align what I want to do with what you read in the documentation. And a lot, you know, the other secret is give me three options. You know, tell it, give me three options. And then you tell me which of the three options you would recommend. So that way it forces it to think a little bit more.
Marion's going to use it for buying shoes.
There you go. Have her take pictures. Like, take a pictures of things that she likes and just put those into the chat and say, these are the shoes that I like. Help me find something like this.
She says she'll buy you lunch if you teach her how to do it.
And simplify it, man. Just, you know how to use your camera on your phone, right? And then just go into the app. You know, I'm sure you know how to put ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever on your phone. And just, like, you know, press the plus button and put your pictures. No, it's not hard. Anybody can do it.
She goes, Marion's over here watering the plants. She goes, who's this? Who's this? Oh, you got her attention, and you just cost me money.
Yeah, the danger is we got to be smart about it. Like, don't blindly trust it. You know, you're the human in the loop. You got to, like, vet what you read. Is it correct or not? And if it's not, challenge it. You know, say, hey, I don't think you're right about this. Can you go, you know, look at this for me, or, you know, whatever it may be. And it'll do what, you know, the thing is, it's eager to please. So it's always going to say, hey, I found this for you. And, you know, you have to challenge it a little bit.
It's funny for some wife that really doesn't like radio, how she's paying a lot of attention to this conversation.
Yeah, the bad side of it. So, you know, from the industry, from the, you know, corporate world and all that stuff. So at the beginning of the year, they open the floodgates and they just, like, everybody use AI, right? Now they're going, oh crap, this costs a lot of money. So now we're starting to see that walked back.
My work partner just spent, I forget how much. What's he got? $4,000 or $5,000 in an AI computer. Some big fancy white box that the power supply is probably 1,000 watts. He bit it hook, line, and sinker.
That sounds like a DGX spark box. Who was this? Yeah, if you can't find a Mac Mini, see, I was smart. I saw this coming, and I go, crap, I'm going to go buy a Mac Mini now before everybody else figures this out. And I bought a Mac Mini at the beginning of the year. And I'm glad I did, because go try to find a Mac Mini now.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
My cue to say WADD.
KF8S. Who bought the spark box?
Him and I have been together about 20 years, 25 years. The whole base of it's a power supply. I mean, it's probably 14 inches long, 10 inches wide, and the whole base of it's a power supply. And then he's got two monster curved 40-inch monitors stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, that's, I mean, honestly, that's the way to go if you want to not have your data in the cloud. That's the way you have to, that's the only thing that you can do right now locally so that it keeps everything private and everything, but it's still not going to be as good as the cloud. We're not quite there yet. We're like 5 years, you know, people who are investing in this now, they're like 5 years ahead of when you can have it at your house. But you can have it at your house for a price.
Yeah, he has it at the office. I'll take you a picture of it. So, all right, I got to step out. I promised Terry Taker to go get a bite to eat. So you have a good day, and I'll send you a picture of what ASL box I buy.
All right, have fun. Enjoy this weather. KSADA.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU, W8BD.
Yo.
On your Gmail.
I just saw that come in. Haven't acted on it yet.
No worries, no hurries. It's either going to be the latest 8 or the 9. I have to figure out which one jeopardizes the wideband.
Understood. Well, I just wanted to, I'm guessing it's not going to be fundamentally different you know, as far as looking at the look and feel of it.
No, it's pretty benign. All right, I gotta run. I'll be on this one all day.
All righty. W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Can I get a radio check?
Any PDC here, yours 5-9 over here.
W8CD.
Looking a little bit. Looks like that repeater will be fine. No problem hooking up. I mean, you need to get the networking figured out, but looks like it'll work just fine. Brandmeister for sure. That software, lucky I figured out that the SD number was the password.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. It was there. They buried it.
Doesn't look like there were any, like, default code plugs or anything included, so can't do anything with it until I get a read of some sort.
Yeah, it'll be a bit. As you can tell, we're babysitting, so, I mean, Daddy went golfing, so we got these kids for a while, but get it to you, but I have to match the firmware with the software.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw that. I don't think there'll be a problem from what I was reading. I don't think there'll be a problem with going to the version 9 for the mobiles. But the repeater was just a cautionary tale from Brandmeister. They recommended keeping it at 8. But I don't know. Maybe you read something else.
No, I read the same thing. That's why I said repeater 8. So I did read the same article. I mean, we get our sources from the same place, I think.
Yeah, but no to rush. So, and if you said, so, I didn't read, I did not see anywhere where it talked about wideband being a problem. So, you know, there's that as well.
Yeah, well, I might push to 8 and then see what happens and go from there. The thing is that there's a big spread, time spread between 8 and 9. Like, 9 is 2024 and 8 was like 2016. There was a big time spread. So 8 was like the standard for a long, long time, and then 9 is, you know, within a couple of years. So I thought, okay, that's kind of odd.
Well, you have to read, you know, what was changed from 8 to 9, see if it's worth it or not. I mean, usually I like to keep the latest, but if they take something away you can't get back, then no. So, could be narrowbanding, given that time frame.
Yeah, maybe 9. I would think 9 would have gotten rid of it, right? When did they give up on that? I mean, for the repeater, it's not important, but for the mobile, I don't want to stick them and not be able to take them back.
All right, well, nothing needs to be figured out today.
No, it's too nice of a day to worry about that, so. All right, take the kids to the park. Chat later. WAD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
FGS in the mobile monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Test 1212. Tape here. What are you doing over here?
Just finished cleaning. I got that distribution block finished, all that up. Just testing it out.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's the other thing. I turned off the pre-emphasis. I want to test the emphasis. The audio sounds good.
Okay. You're supposed to have one version of it somewhere.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm supposed to keep the receive de-emphasis on, but turn off the transmit. Can you go over to P25?
Yeah, I can't help you there, bud. Let's see if somebody else can. WATD.
Holly, are you still here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe I didn't hear you. Can you go over to P25?
I cannot. I don't have a P25 radio with me.
Oh, okay. No problem. But the audio sounds good here.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
All right, I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks, KPR. I'm going to post some pictures on Discord soon. Yeah, you see what I did.
73.
Take care, WAPD. WFRX test. WFRX test clear. 1-2 WFRX test.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Switch over to the other one. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there. Feeling better than I was yesterday, so for what it's worth. But, yeah, feeling pretty good. And that last transmission was perfect, so not sure what's going on over there, but
appreciate that. John, if you got a second, I'm going to switch over to the UMP and see how you can hear me, because the state net will be happening in about 45 minutes. I'm going to make sure I'm going to hit the UMP at least readable.
All right. I will stay here at the FBI and let you know how you come in. So, because I don't think I'll make it to the UMP. So, but I think being here on the Warren will be fine.
K-E-8-W-U-O-N-8-W-R-O. How copy, John?
So I tried to reach back out to you on the UMP, but didn't get through. I don't know why I tried, but I had to. Yeah, you sounded good.
Okay, appreciate that. I'm back on the Richmond now. Because, you know, like, remember that last MyCon we had, my signal to Clem wasn't the best. And that's really the only way I'm going to hit the state net. So appreciate it. Thank you so much. Other than that, we got the new applicants on Wednesday. So I would assume that on Wednesday I'll be sending you a notice to do your magic to get them onboarded on your side for the email.
Very peculiar. That last transmission was all very, very, very quiet, and seemed to fade out towards the end. I heard the first half of it, switched back to the FBI Richmond, and sounded good. And but yeah, I don't know from that whole last transmission was way quiet. I'm not sure what's going on over there.
Hi, John. I switched over to the Kinect systems. Does this make any difference? 1, 2, 3, 4. Back to you.
Yeah, that's remarkably louder. sounds real good. Sounds pretty good for sure.
Okay, interesting. I may have something wrong with the Yaesu then. I will have to check that out. I better get to it. I got to prepare for the state net then, but I just wanted to chat with you there a bit. And we will talk tomorrow. 4 p.m. still works for you for IT?
Yeah, that should be fine. I look forward to it. Somehow I'm still working on this code plug, doing like every little thing to it to make it correct and legal and quite the undertaking, but I'll save that for another day. But I'll let you get prepared for the net. So take care. Thanks for the QSO. This is K-E-A-W-U-O.
Copy your last. Mike will be able to join us as well. I spoke to him today. N-A-W-R-O, I'll be clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon, Tom, 88WOJ.
Hey, Rick, how goes your day?
Good, thank you. Just as usual on the porch, enjoying the weather and smoking my cigar. How about you?
Well, coming back from the auto parts store for the third time, so I can get, I ordered the wrong. First, they didn't give me the right rotors, and then I ordered the rotors and ordered the wrong rotors. So now I went back down there, got a refund, and ordered the right rotors for the Panda.
cow, that's a pain. Well, I'm glad you at least found the right ones. Now you got, how long do you got to wait for the parts? Just a day?
It'll be tomorrow. I didn't order the ones with the vented hat on it, so I got the right ones with the vented hat. Because if I could use the other ones, but then I have to change the hubs. I'm not changing the hubs. So I got the right ones. I got the right brake pads. So my neighbor is going to try to work on it tomorrow after he does his porch. He took tomorrow off. He's doing other stuff today, so I said, just don't rush. I said, you can do it all week if you want, because it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, right. If my memory serves right, I think last week I heard you talking about that, and it seemed like they were pretty expensive parts, too.
Yeah, the brake pads were cheaper. The rotors were $170 apiece.
Well, I suppose that's not that bad this day and age. seemed like I had to buy rotors one time, but it was a long time ago. And they were almost that much. But at least you got somebody you can count on to do the work on there.
Yeah, my neighbor is going to take care of it. I use his company discount, so that saved me some bucks. And, I mean, the rotors came out a little bit cheaper than the actual list price.
Geez, this is all kind of off topic here, but, I just saw a little bitty chipmunk chasing a bird around. I've never seen that before.
Chipmunks are cool little things, but they're destructive as all beings.
Yes, sir, and I guess, territorial, I guess, that bird landed in apparently what that chipmunk decided was his bush. So, after him he went.
Yeah, they're territorial. They're like red squirrels. Red squirrels are cute, but they're destructive. I got them living in the top portion of the old pool shed that's in the backyard. And they got all these little black walnuts that they squished in there in their nest and everything. But I don't go up there, so I don't care too much about it. As long as I get my garden tools and they don't destroy that, I'm fine. They did destroy an extension cord, or a couple of them. I just threw those out. No, I don't keep extension cords in there because they'll eat them.
Yeah, I knew about red squirrels. It seems like everybody hates red squirrels. But I didn't know about chipmunks. We used to have a ton of them here. And we got a cat that kind of lives here now, and that's her yard. So the number of chipmunks has gone down exceptionally well. I think there's only one or two of them around, and they're kind of wise to the cat.
I don't see many of them around my yard. Once in a blue moon, want to run across the front yard, but yeah, we got a cat that lives outside somewhere, and I think it takes care of that population. But I've had to, my dog, I make sure she doesn't get the rabbit to the groundhog. We got a groundhog that goes between me and my neighbor's sheds, and he's free to roam. He doesn't do anything wrong. He just lives underneath the sheds, so leave him be.
Yeah, one of them, I give them chipmunks a lot of credit. It seems like from daylight to dark, they're working all day long. He's out somewhere getting a cheek full of food and he comes back to the porch somewhere around the porch over here and all the ivy leaves. He's making stashes of food in different places, a bunch of different stashes, which I thought was pretty smart for an animal. He makes one food stash and something finds it or something happens and he's out of luck. So he's making a bunch of different ones. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, we had a couple that live up in our, I don't know if it's a willow tree or a cherry tree. I don't know which one. They said it's an old cherry, but it droops like a willow. So, and it's a big tree. Keeps losing branches here and there. but, you know, they lived up there in the tree. They come scurry on down, eat the seeds out of the bird feeder.
You know, it's going to catch up every so often doing that. No big deal.
You know, I don't mind it. They're outside. And, you know, the squirrels are kept away and everything. Oh, not the squirrels, but the mice. Everything's all in the back of the yard, so I don't got to worry about farming to my house anymore.
Yeah, Ray, we got a, our bird feeders in the back, too, and my sister kind of set it up. It's kind of designed to help keep critters off it kind of thing, and she added a couple little things to it, and it keeps them all away pretty good, so the squirrels and the chipmunks are usually picking up the stuff on the ground.
Yeah, my neighbor across the street's got a black walnut tree, so when the season hits, they run over there and get the walnuts, and then they eat them, and then they dump them in my yard. All right, I'm about to pull into the house here, and I got to go do some more yard work, so I will catch you probably tomorrow morning sometime. So nice ring your final. KKKO.
Okay, Tom, nice catching up with you. You have yourself a good day, and we'll catch you later. KKWJ.
This is KJBD. I'll be net control for the Michigan AFPSC net. We'll open up the pre-net check-in. Can you...
W-O-J.
W-8-F-U.
This repeater is operating on a temporary...
I just heard some sort of recorded voice. Female voice saying this repeater, and then there was a double and I couldn't catch it.
Oh, it's me. Who's that CMN recording? Keep forgetting about that thing. Isn't there a way we can turn that off on our end?
We can disconnect. I thought we were disconnected, so that's what's surprising, and it didn't sound like that recording. It sounded like something else.
No, it was that recording. Well, I'm on my repeater, so you may have heard something else. But so there's no way in All-Star to tell that I don't want to hear that, because as far as it's concerned, it's just somebody was coming over the connection with their own audio, right?
Yeah, it's being broadcast out of band, so it goes over all the connections and nodes. So the way to do it is to disconnect.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. Anyways, so did you see my photo of the, I got the distribution block. Did you see it?
I did. I noticed you went with that same one as I got. My concern on that one was the power connections that were so large.
Well, actually, because of the way the wires ran, and as far as the negative lead, I just put it in that smaller bar, you know, the feed. And then for the power, it was still able to, even though I went to the bigger one, it actually clamped down pretty nicely.
Right, because I sent you quite a few links. I sent you a couple of simpler ones and then one that was, you know, what I thought more apropos for what you were doing. But I like that one you got. It's nice, but it's for, you know, it's designed for heavy gauges. And, you know, so I just didn't know if that was going to work for you.
No, I'd like it. You don't have to deal with nuts and bolts and all that and putting in, like, ring terminals or anything else. I really like that you just put the wire in and screw it down. I think it's really neat and nice. I really like it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a nice bar, but so were the other ones. The other ones were all, you know, well, you would need ring terminals or terminals of some sort on all the other ones, so. But, all right, well, I mean, it'll work. The only caveat is whether they get a good bite in the size because of the size of the holes. If you work around that, then you're all golden. Look good, though.
Yeah, everything went very nicely. So the only thing is, you know, that fuse lock only has 230-amp fuses, and I used up those two for the two radios, and then I'm probably going to add a third one. So I just ordered, some spare 30-amp ones to throw in there.
Yeah, and of course, that's the other problem is that, again, that bar is made for, you know, running like a number four, a zero through a four, and then distributing it out, you know, eight. And they expect things to be 30 and 40 amps, you know, on those lines. So, you know, I've got a huge power amp and subwoofer amp, so it needs, you know, it needs a big heavy current line. And then I've got my HF amp, and I fully intend on running my HF amplifier off of that. So, you know, I need at least the number four running back and the big heavy lead coming off of it. So I really needed that, you know. I didn't have the big audio amp and the and plans for the big HF amp, then I might have went a different route, but you can get more fuses. You know, they're not readily available, though, so, you know, that's the other caveat is you're going to pay a little bit of extra money, and those aren't readily available everywhere.
No, they are on Amazon. I just ordered a pack of 10 for $7.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, standard automotive fuses are available at AutoZone. That's what I meant by readily available. Those are, you know, sure, overnight probably from Amazon, but I don't consider that readily available. They're easily obtainable, but, and they're not too expensive, so you can keep spares.
Yeah, I've never used these fuses before, but anyways, and let's see what else. So I turned off the preemphasis on both radios, so now I checked with, got a couple good audio reports.
All right, cool. All right, I just pulled back up in the driveway. Let me run inside real quick. I don't think we're connected to Central Michigan right now. I disconnected because they had that Sunday night net, and I don't remember hooking it back up. So, and that recording I heard did not sound like their recording. So I'm going to go in and look and see if we're connected, because I'm really puzzled what that was that you doubled with. All right, I'll be back in here in just a minute when I get inside. W8FU.
Sean, you are disconnected.
I got
NHWR.
I don't see it on there.
Yeah, Tim just verified we are not connected. So whatever that recording was that doubled with you, it wasn't that. So who the hell is playing recordings on this network? Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, it sounded like this female. I guess I didn't pay that close attention to it, but it had that same voice. All right, talk to you later. K-A-P-R.
All right, yep. I'll be inside and I'm back on the radio in a second. Thanks, Tim. They'll be at a few.